Speaking into a traditional wired telephone like I'm doing now may still be common for many of you, but thousands of other people have switched to wireless phones like this one.
The communications giant SBC claims competition from cell phones, internet phones, and other phone technology, I'm speaking now over digital phone lines, is so vibrant that long-standing Wisconsin price caps for its urban and suburban exchanges have become unnecessary. The Public Service Commission agrees with much of SBC's argument and has agreed to lift the caps. PSC spokesperson Linda Barth says the panel did go a step further to protect consumers.
And did set certain restrictions on SBC. For example, SBC is not allowed to increase the rate for the basic local exchange service, which is the only service we're talking about right now, by more than $2.50 per year for the next 2 years.
The PSC also says any rate increases and price promotions have to be put in place uniformly. During the two-year time period, Commission staff will keep track of SBC's local rates, and commissioners will evaluate how the system is working. But Citizens Utility Board Executive Director Charlie Higley says the safeguards are not enough.
The reality is, we can all expect to pay higher prices for our phone service from SBC, and that just flies in the face that there's adequate competition to help reduce rates. So the Commission's decision was very convoluted, and it's going to expose consumers to higher prices needlessly.
Wisconsin SBC spokesperson Jeff Bentoff says his company hasn't decided yet whether to raise local phone rates. He acknowledges that a price hike for traditional service could drive more customers into wireless phones. But just to cover its bases, SBC partly controls the wireless phone company Singular, and SBC's likely buyout of AT&T may give it more ways to capture your communications dollars. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.